The roughest lake, believe it or not, was Erie, because it was shallow. It used to build up fast. We come out of Toledo one time, we come out of Cleveland, and to go to Toledo, and when they had tornado warnings up, and it was such a short run, and we could go behind the islands up there in Lake Erie to go to Toledo. You could get a little protection there. We went out, and Captain Slim was I was mate with him at the time, but he was Norwegian, and weather don't bother them, you know. He was crazy. And we went out in it, and we see this black cloud coming over and everything. And I said, oh, my God. I said to Slim, I said, that looks like a tornado. It hit us like that, and it was out over the lake. Uh-huh. The barge lost all part of his pipeline, got pulled off the deck, and the awning and everything that they had back over the cabin just got ripped right off. It hit the barge more than it hit us. But it took the cables away from our whistle and it took some of the lights off the forward mast. Could hear that thing ripping through it. And, we warned everybody, get inside, you know. Didn't do any damage outside of that thing, talking about that. Huh. See, that's the only time I was ever in a tornado. But I've been in some pretty bad storms. We went out in just about anything. Because you could go all through that boat without going outside. Mm-hmm. You could go from the pilot house down into the forecastle where the deckhands slept, and then through the galley, into the engine room, and into the back rooms. You didn't even have to go out to look at your seahorse. You could look out the back windows of the rooms in the back. And they didn't stop like they did today. You know, we didn't stop here. You know, a lot of competition. If you had four or five tugs going to Toronto, which there was at one time out of Oswego, you wanted to be the first one out of the harbor. If you were competing with something like Moran or one of the others that had more power, 1,000 horsepower, and you had, but we had that Russell Poland 24, which had a big cut in the stern, and we could stay back there while the tug was going up and down and up and down. We in that hole and get to where we were going, get to the other side of the lake before we really had to leave. Sometimes on the coast you just couldn't stay behind there. You had to put the cables off and put your seahouse on. Because the seahouse, you could be 1,800 feet away from the barge and you're still throwing it.
Yeah.